Hi, I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. How you doing? Thanks for talking to me. We did an interview once for my little show called Talking Tech. You told me 50 iPhones, 50 watches. So how many printers do you have now? 20 printers. Okay.
And the reason why I have 20 is I have 4 that are in use. And if they ever break, I don't want to have to call these guys and bother. So I purchased 20 printers.
All righty. You talked about magenta and what a pain it is to find a magenta cartridge. How is it to find the refillable magenta ink?
They're so easy. They're right there. They're right there displayed for you to see. And being that this is the only product in the market, there's only one place to look.
What does someone do with 20 printers? Because there are a lot of people who just don't print things anymore because of the whole cartridge thing.
But the reason why I have 20 is because I like to think of the future, and I don't want to bother these guys every time something goes wrong. So if I need a new printer, I go to my surplus in my closet and boom, hook it up. I won't have to go to the store, I won't have to go anywhere.
What are you printing?
Oh, I'm printing contracts, I'm printing the movie scripts, I'm printing a lot of documents. I read stuff on the internet, I cut and paste and make up like my own quote books. So like, yeah, I print a lot.
You know, again, you once told me about 50 iPhones. How many do you have now?
I have 5.
Five phones.
I was waiting for that new the Fold phone, but yeah. I think Samsung didn't like the way it was coming out. So, but I was definitely waiting for that.
So what 5 phones do you have?
Oh, I got the iPhones.
All 5 iPhones?
Yeah, 5 iPhones.
What new technology beyond printers are you really excited about?
Well, I'm definitely into AI now. I'm definitely into AI. I like where it's going. I haven't seen anything that I wanted to purchase yet, but I see a lot of AI stuff going on. And I'm into like the Tesla vehicles too, electric vehicles. I didn't like them at first, but I went to this convention, and there was a truck, Rivian, nice size truck, same size like the Ford F-150 electric, goes 400 miles. I'm thinking about getting my first electric car.
Well, what's it like for a guy like you to step into a Tesla? Isn't that hard?
It's very hard, but I do what's known as homeboy style. So I look at the back seat, and if there's room, what that room allows me to do is put new holes in the floor and pull it back. See, I don't like doing the whole get a new car. No, I'm just going to do it homeboy style. Drill new hole floors, move the seat back. I need 8 to 10 inches. So with the Tesla, it has a lot of room in the back. I move it 8 to 10 inches so I'm able to drive like that.
I hate to ask how many cars you own.
I'm not going to answer that because I don't want to get in trouble by my mother, but more than 5.
Is there a favorite?
My favorite is my F-150 truck. Yeah.
$1,000 on apps, you once told me, that you spend. Are you still doing it?
Same thing.
$1,000 on apps.
And I see what people are doing with apps now. I think it's genius. A lot of apps that I'm clicking on, it'll be a little small disclaimer at the bottom, $3.99 a week. So I'm into like the zombie killing games, and they just probably got me for $7.99 a week for like 5 different apps.
What's the last app you bought?
I'll show you.
Oh, here we go.
I just bought it this morning. It allows you to put your face in videos that are moving. It's called Faces.
You're a pitchman for a lot of companies. Do you know how many companies you're working for?
No, because I'm not working for them. I'm partnering up. I'm not a pitchman. We don't pitch. I'm only displaying truthful information. When you're a pitchman, you have to try to sell.
How many companies are you partnering with?
I have no idea.
Could you name them all?
No, I can't name any.
Well, I think you named Staples today.
Yeah, I know I got Icy Hot, the General. That's about it. I don't know. But again, a lot of these companies, we're not pitching in there. We're just partnering up.
How do you make a decision on getting in?
I have to believe in your product wholeheartedly.
And you truly found the Epson Eco Printer at Staples?
I found it by myself. No, yes, at Staples. Found it all by myself.
Shaquille O'Neal, thanks for talking tech with us. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio, and I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.